Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have a cheeky little drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On today's episode, we're talking about Smokestack, a barbecue joint in the heart of Shoreditch, serving an array of smoked, roasted, and grilled meat and vegetable dishes. So Louise, episode starting. Off your phone. Head in the game, please.
Tom, I was not on my phone.
Yes, you were. But anyway, we'll move past it. And you're going to talk us through our drinks, Louise. It's a Tuesday night. We've got a bit mental, haven't we?
We have. We're both drinking different drinks, actually, so we can talk you through it. And we're both drinking short drinks. Crazy ass.
That's just the kind of people we are, Louise. Sometimes after a hard day's work, we just need a short to take the edge off.
Just short. So I'm drinking a Negroni, but the gin I'm using is actually an Australian Shiraz gin from Four Pillars. So it's like a little bit sweeter and a little bit fruitier than a normal Negroni.
Is that the red gin?
Yes.
I see. Got you. Very nice. Very nice. I don't like Negronis. We've been through this.
Yeah, we've been through this before. Okay. What are you drinking, Tom?
I'm drinking a drink that isn't a fad, Louise. I'm having a whiskey. And the reason I'm having this whiskey, actually, is because this whiskey was a gift from James, who is going to come up in this episode a couple of times. So I thought I'd try it.
So, Tom, what do you think of the whiskey?
Yeah, actually, I like it. It's nice. It's quite sweet. It's sweeter than I expected, but it's quite nice. It's smooth. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like, and actually neither was James. He gave me a bit of a warning because it's a whiskey he picked up in South Africa. South Africa's not really that known for its whiskies, I don't think. So this is Baines Cape Mountain Whiskey. It's a single grain. It's from South Africa. It's got a fancy bottle. It's got a, I don't know, a puma on the label. But no, actually, I'm quite enjoying it. It's fairly easy drinking. It's sweet, and it's hitting the spot after a hard day's work.
Lovely. Is it more like a bourbon or more like a scotch or, I don't know, can you tell?
I really don't know, Louise. It's not like a bourbon. It's like a whiskey. So maybe more like a scotch. I don't know that much about whiskies yet. I'm starting to get into them. I do like them. But I don't think I'm very good at being able to describe the flavours or tell the differences yet.
Fair enough.
But thanks for making me look stupid in front of all the tipplers.
Well, you dissed me for my Negroni. So I'm going to make you look really uncool for your lack of whiskey knowledge.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about Shoreditch and food in Shoreditch.
So this episode is going to be a little bit different, isn't it? Because a bit like if the... So this episode is going to be a bit different. A bit like the pasta episode where you went to one of the restaurants without me and I kind of interviewed you about it and you took me through the whole experience. I didn't actually go to dinner with you last week.
You left me on my own once again. No, actually, last week I went out with my friend James of Whiskey fame because sometimes we like to go out for dinner together.
Yeah, I left you in his capable hands. And I've actually been to Smokestack a few years ago, but it's been a while and I can't fully remember it. So I'm very excited to hear your review. You can regale me with your thoughts about the food, the vibe, how it compares to other times. I'm very excited. But so, you know, to fill the listeners in, this is going to be kind of a... Tom leading the...
Food descriptions.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll get onto Smokestack. But I think first, should we just talk about kind of the area, Shoreditch? I think most people who live in London will know of Shoreditch. If you are a listener from abroad and you're visiting London, I'd have thought you've probably heard of Shoreditch as well. It's, I guess, a fairly famous area now. Used to be pretty trendy and hipster. I think it's sold out now. What do you think, Louise?
I think it's kind of still trendy and hipster, but sort of a bit more, yeah, I guess, fake hipster. It's still got
the
street.
More
plastic. Yeah, it's still got the street art and street art tours, but I'm not sure that any true street artists are still, you know, tagging the walls of Brick Lane.
The fact that it's got so many street art tours suggests that it isn't quite as raw as it used to be.
No, it's Hackney Wick has kind of taken that mantle, hasn't it? And it's probably even moved on from Hackney Wick
now. Yeah, exactly. Hackney Wick has sold out as well.
Yeah. But Shoreditch is definitely famous for Old Spitalfields Markets, which is a big indoor market. There's now lots of kind of big permanent street food sort of stalls. There's also like crafts and other things like that. It's definitely always really busy.
Yeah, there's some pretty good food spots there. It's always crazy busy there, isn't it? But yeah, no, absolutely. And Shoreditch still does have some good spots. I think we will do a dedicated Shoreditch episode or a series of episodes, because there's actually a load of really good restaurants that we like there, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. We went to Bubbler probably a few months ago, which is a vegetarian and vegan restaurant.
Yeah, that's a really, really good one. And there's all sorts. There's our favourite Thai, there's Somsa, we've spoken about these before.
Yeah, there's Gunpowder, the Indian restaurant.
Yeah, and then there's got kind of super, super fancy places like Clove Club, which has got 2 Michelin stars, and that's pretty expensive. We've been there a while ago. And yeah, I mean, there's loads. There's Padella. We won't do all that now. But anyway, Shoreditch has got, I think, quite a good food scene. There's lots of really nice places there. Actually, there's one more I want to just... Do you remember Rochelle Canteen? I loved it there when we went there. I think that needs to be our episode about starters, mains, puds, because I think you can have a classic meal there.
Yeah, that's very true.
I also think it's a good place to date your mum. Sorry, that wasn't like...
It sounds like a diss or something.
Yeah, it's a good place to date your mum.
Take your mum.
No, I didn't mean like that. I think it would be a nice place to date your parents. It's cute, it's aesthetic. It's aesthetic, it's nice food, etc.
Yep. And I mean, we should also say, on Brick Lane, there's often street food market stalls, particularly on the weekend. There's lots of really good food all along Brick Lane. So if you've never been to Shoreditch before, there's Brick Lane Bagel. There's also Dark Sugars, which is a chocolate shop, and they have incredible hot chocolates. So any chocoholics, you should go for that.
And Brick Lane's full of curry houses and people trying to coax you in. To be honest, most of the curry houses along Brick Lane are a little bit rubbish. There's way better places to get curry in London, and we'll talk about places like that some other time. But Louise, we've talked about how Shoreditch's got some good places to eat. Something that I've been thinking for a while, though, is that I actually don't think Shoreditch is great for a drink. When I first moved to London, Shoreditch was the place to go if you were going to do a night out. And I guess it does have plenty of bars and clubs there, but we're nearly 32 now, Louise. I'm not looking for a club. I want either a lovely wine bar with candles or a proper pub, right? An old school, comfy boozer. And I just don't think Shoreditch delivers many places like that. I think, if I think about it, the pubs I like in Shoreditch, I think the Owl and Pussycat is okay. It's always rammed, but it's good location. There's the Griffin, which I think is one of the best pubs in Shoreditch. That's a bit of the way out. And then, I mean, there's a couple of other ones, but when I went with James the other day, I discovered a new pub which has shot straight to the top of my list.
Where's that?
Have you heard of the Carpenter's Arms?
No.
So yeah, it's like 5 minutes, never eat shredded wheat, east of Shoreditch High Street Station.
Okay, not far.
Yeah, towards Bethnal Green.
Yeah, and that's like towards Brick Lane too.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a really, really cool pub. I had never discovered it before. And I was just walking past it, and it looked really nice. Then once James and I finished dinner, I said, let's go there for a drink afterwards. And it's kind of got really plush leather seating. It's got lots of dark woods. It's quite low lit. It's got really nice music playing, lots of blues, lots of soul. It's not too loud, and it's just really, really relaxed in there. They've got a good selection of beers. It's not too big. In the back room, it's nice and carpeted, and it's got a nice little outside smoking area that's covered and heated as well. I really like it, and I think from now on, that's my go-to pub in Shoreditch, especially if you're near Shoreditch High Street Station.
Oh, that's the spot.
Yeah, exactly. And it means I never have to go to fucking Box Park again, which is hell on earth.
I know. That's not for us anymore. That's for the 22-year-olds.
Oh, I mean, it's gone downhill, right? I had to download an app to get in the other day. Well, not the other day, like 2 years ago when I last went, and I swore never to go there again. I think at lunchtime it's fine. There's plenty of kind of quick food options. But you have to queue for ages, and it's just not that good in there anyway. It's become such a thing, and maybe that's why I don't like it. But anyway, don't go to Box Park. There's way better places to go in London. What about you? Do you think there's any other places that you like going? Are there any wine bars we ever go to?
Yeah, I guess other places. I mean, there's Tank and Paddle, which is, you know, it's a pub that's got shuffleboard tables, which is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, and the shuffleboards are free to use if you can get a spot on them, right? Which is quite good.
Exactly. You can't book it, so, you know, it's kind of a risk. But some of our friends love it for a date location because you get a little game with your date.
A game with your date. It's like a 2-for-1 deal.
A game for the date?
No, I get what you mean. So it breaks up the conversation if that lulls. You can have a game.
Exactly. I mean, I also love TT Liquor, which is more towards Hoxton, but it's quite a posh cocktail bar. But they've got a cute, cozy basement. They've also got a rooftop. And I think they're also opening up a restaurant, which hopefully we get to soon and hopefully we can do an episode about, because I think we could do a whole episode on TT Liquor in itself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Other than that, there's also, you know, Queen of Hoxton, if you want my maybe more of a proper night out, a rooftop bar and a bit of a boogie.
Yeah, I'm not going to recommend that as a place kind of culinarily or like drinks wise on this podcast. But yes, if you want to go and have a night out, have a boogie and snort some cocaine, Queen of Hoxton is the place to go, I'd say.
Yeah, given the tourists all the info.
And there is a distinct lack of wine bars in Shoreditch, right? I think they've all moved 20 minutes north to Dalston and Hackney, haven't they? That's where that. If you want wine bars, go a bit further north.
Yeah, if you go more towards Hoxton, then there's Finlay's Wine Bar, which is really nice, but that's definitely a decent walk, I'd say, sort of out of Shoreditch.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there's our views on Shoreditch, right? I think really good for food, lots of options for all price ranges and all cuisines. Drinks-wise, a bit meh?
Yeah, a bit meh. I mean,
apart from, as I say, the Carpenter's Arms. Everyone go to the Carpenter's Arms.
Oh, no, don't, Tom. We need to, as people say on TikTok, we need to gatekeep it.
Oh, really? You sounded so old there, Louise. Is that what gatekeeping is?
Yeah, it would be us not telling the listeners about it so that we can, I guess, put a gate around it.
Right, okay.
That's gatekeeping, is not telling people about it.
You're so down with the kids. Well done.
I try to be.
All right. Shall we talk about Smokestack?
Yeah, let's do it. So it's been a while since I've been, Tom, but tell me if it was still the same. I remember walking down the street and kind of trying to find where it is, but it's really hard to find. There's no big signage. It's not really clear. On the outside, it was kind of, I don't know, like dark paneling. It's all a bit rusty. It seems like it's potentially like some kind of abandoned building or premises, but that is Smokestack.
That's exactly it. Rusty is the perfect way to describe it. It's got big rusty doors. It's really dark from the outside and it's very easy to miss. But yes, that's it. It's obviously going for this kind of industrial vibe.
Yep.
And it doesn't look like much from the outside. But I don't know if you remember, once you walk in and, oh my God, the doors were so heavy. I don't know how people get in there. I two-handed the door, Louise. But yes, you walk in and then kind of the atmosphere hits you. It's quite busy in there.
It's quite dark, right?
Yeah, it's really dark. Lots of metal, lots of dark metal everywhere. It's got an open kitchen and it's quite smoky in there because they're smoking lots of meats. They're grilling all sorts of cuts of meat and all sorts of vegetables over open flame or on coals and wood. And so it really does feel like you're in a smokehouse, if you will. So I think it's quite cool. I think it's done quite well in making the atmosphere be appropriate for the type of restaurant that it is. I quite like it when I walk in.
Yeah, it's cool. Adds to the sort of ambience, the atmosphere, the vibe. We like it.
Yeah, exactly. I was a little bit disappointed though, because I really like the atmosphere in there. And I arrived and they took me to my table. And my table was kind of down some stairs in a separate room. I didn't know they had this. I think when you book, it specifies it, and I just hadn't read the booking.
Oh, was it not as good down there?
Well, no, it's much quieter. It didn't have the kind of the rugged, rustic feel. But it was a lot quieter, which made for better conversation with my friend James. But no, it felt a bit funny in there, because I was sat there on my own waiting for James, and there was a couple next to me, and I could just hear their entire conversation. I was really trying not to, but I was just part of their conversation. But anyway, I think it's a cool place. I'd opt for trying to book upstairs if you can. And it's actually quite easy to book, because I booked 2 days beforehand, and it was really easy. And I've just checked today as well, and I could get tables for this evening.
So, oh, that's great. That's good to know for last-minute dinners.
Exactly. I think it's a good option for Shoreditch. It's not too expensive either. You're talking kind of probably between 45 and 60 quid a head with some drinks, and you'll come out fairly full. So I think it's a good option if you're looking for a last-minute, really nice meal in Shoreditch. And it's really good quality, and it's always busy in there, so I don't know why it's so easy to book, because whenever I've been, there's been plenty of people. I think they've just got lots of tables. So, yeah, it's a good option.
Nice, good to know. But so, Tom, tell me about the food. What did you eat this time?
Yep. So had some of the same stuff that we had before, but also a few different things. So the first thing we got was actually something that we had when we went. Do you remember the crispy ox cheeks with anchovy mayo?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that. There was kind of like a ox cheek croquette, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, kind of crispy, very rich with the ox cheek.
Yep, and in cube shape. So I'm impressed that they managed to get that shape.
Very fun. And nice and salty as well with the anchovy mayonnaise, was it?
Yeah, exactly. I really like the anchovy mayonnaise. I just love anchovies. But no, that worked really well. The saltiness and then the richness of the slow-cooked meat. Yeah, really, really delicious. So we started on that. And then the second thing we got, it was a real treat for me because you weren't there. Can you guess what it was? I know you're looking at the menu.
Oh, I assume you're talking about some tasty bone marrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and James saw it on the menu. We're both like, we have to get that.
Ooh, soft and fatty.
It's not fat, Louise. It's marrow, okay? They're very different things. For those of you that do like marrow, you'll love this. For those of you that are a bit funny about, I guess, yes, things that are fatty or fatty adjacent, then this might not be quite the dish for you, but I love that kind of thing. And so this is a big kind of bit of bone that's been chopped in half and roasted. It's got lovely, soft, melt-in-mouth bone marrow. It comes with a spoon, and there's some sourdough bread that's been toasted, I think, on the grill.
Yeah, and I guess it's nice that it comes with a toast, because when I've had bone marrow in the past, it was in a curry, and there was no, I guess, crisp element, so...
Look. You had a bone marrow curry?
Yeah, from Whoppers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just a bone marrow. I didn't realize it was like...
Oh, well, it was like a bone marrow with like curry sauce, but basically there was no, you know...
It's all very soft.
It was all soft, yeah.
Okay.
So if I went again, I would try some of yours.
I just think you would definitely... If you didn't think this is bone marrow and you closed your eyes and you ate this thing on this bread... You would actually love the taste. It's so rich, so meaty, nice bit of saltiness. The bread was really nice, had a bit of char on it, worked perfectly. And it came with this kind of parsley and shallot salad-y thing, which was nice. It cut through, so you could have that after each bite. And it was good. I thought it was absolutely delicious, and you should try it.
Well, yeah, that's a very good review.
Yeah, so that was super tasty. And then finally, for the small plates, the last one we got this thing called rotisserie souvla flatbread. So we actually thought this was just a flatbread because we didn't really think. Also, James ordered it. But obviously, reading the menu back, it says rotisserie souvla, which makes me think it's going to be some kind of souvlaki style thing, which is exactly what it was. So it was this homemade flatbread. It had a tzatziki sauce, some pork on, and then some onions and tomatoes on top.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yeah, which is like a really much better than... The cheap rubbish souvlakis you can sometimes get. Really tasty, really good meat. Flatbread was nice and soft and soaked up all the fat, and then the onion and the tomato worked really, really well and cut through it. So no, that was very yummy. So I really loved all that.
Yeah, great starters. So I remember in the past we've had the coal roasted aubergine. Did you have it this time?
Not this time, no. I really wish we had. I've had it previous two times I've been, and I've absolutely loved it, but no.
Oh no, bummer. I mean, yeah. For the listeners, it's nice and soft, kind of coal roasted, so a bit smoky. Nice miso with the saltiness, with the feta as well, and some toasted cashews to give that kind of like nuttiness. I think, yeah, like a really nice, well-rounded dish.
Yeah, it comes with a few herbs on top as well, and it's nice. It's a good vegetarian option.
Yeah, I'm not sure if vegetarians or vegans should go out of their way to go to this restaurant.
No, I really don't think they should.
There's not a lot for you, but it's good to know there are options if you're dragged there, I guess.
Well, yeah, and that's actually another of the reasons that we went here with James, because James's wife, Emma, is vegan, so he doesn't always get to go to this kind of place. So you're welcome, James. We then got two more dishes. We got the pork belly rib, which is kind of in this really nice, sweet glaze. It's grilled, so it's kind of got some caramelized crunchy bits on the outside, but it's obviously been cooked for a long time. It's nice and soft. In the middle, it kind of falls apart in the mouth. It's really soft, and it comes with these pickled cucumbers. For me, the pickled cucumbers, I think they've made the pickle too sugary. I think they're a little bit too sweet. I'd like them a little bit more acidic. But anyway, they're still nice. I really like the pork belly. James didn't. He was a bit meh about it.
Did he say why?
I just don't think he was that impressed. I think you and I are a bit obsessed with pork belly, so maybe I just always like it more than more than other people. I think it's a nice dish. I've had it, I think, every time I've been there, and I've always really enjoyed it. Mm. So maybe it's a bit subjective. As a big pork belly lover, I'd recommend it.
How was the portion size?
The portion size is okay. Yeah, that's a reasonable chunk. I think the portion size that isn't great is the other one we had, which is the beef brisket.
Mm.
You get kind of two thin slices of brisket.
Yeah, that's not much. And I'm looking at it and $17.50?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's quite expensive. I guess beef is an expensive cut of meat. Mm. But I don't think...
But brisket's a cheaper cut of beef, right?
Exactly. They're having a laugh, Louise. You're right. I thought it was quite nice. James is actually a little bit disappointed by this as well. He really liked the first starters we had, but he didn't like these mains as much. I thought it was nice, but not amazing. There were some fatty bits. They were really nice. They had lots of flavour. But the rest of it just wasn't quite hitting the mark. That's not to say I do like the food at this place. I think it's really tasty. And I think lots of people would like that brisket. I've been with other people who are big brisket fans, and they really enjoyed that. But yeah, I don't know. The other night, it wasn't that amazing. So we had that, and then we just got some pickled red cabbage to have some form of vegetable with our food.
No chips?
No, we didn't go for it. We ordered flatbread because that was going to be our carb, not realizing that was just a tiny bit of carb covered in loads more meat.
Yeah, you did get a lot of meat.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were pretty full by the end of that. So it was good.
Nice. Sounds like a good meal. And wait, no dessert?
No dessert. You weren't there, Louise. And
I mean, Tom, half-baked chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah,
that's intriguing.
Yeah. Do you know, I literally didn't even look at the dessert menu. It wasn't even crossing my mind. I'm sorry. I didn't have you there to guide me.
I didn't have me there to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. We'll have to go again. I really like it here, Louise. I think we should go. I think you would like it. I'm keen for you to try the brisket as well and see what you think, because I don't know if it was just a bad one that day. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm definitely keen to go back. It's been ages since that one time. And yeah, I think, there's some things I'd like to try again. And I'm definitely keen to try some bone marrow. You know, I'll try it out. I'll grow up.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, and also have those croquettes again. Yum.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's Smokestack in Shoreditch. It's well located. You can normally get a booking. The food is really tasty. And I think it's reasonable value for money for the quality of the food and the portion sizes. So that's a recommendation from me, and I guess a half recommendation from you, Louise, because you haven't been there recently.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're at the point in the show, Louise, where we normally wrap things up and I tell people what we're going to be talking about next week. But we have a problem, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what we're doing next week, do we?
No, we've got no idea. We will be doing something. We've got a spot on Friday, but the places we wanted to go, the bookings have fallen through. So I guess, tipplers, there will be an episode next week, don't you worry. But you're just going to have to tune in then to find out what it's on, because we don't know yet.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. I'm keen to go back to Smokestack, actually, after that review.
Absolutely. Join us again next week when we will be talking about something or other. Don't know what it is yet, but it'll be great. And if it's not great, they'll be getting a scathing review from us. Tune in to find out.